Hello, my name is Linda Mather. I'm a member of the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching a video voter's guide, or you're listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with candidates running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We are grateful for the support of Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the WISE Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me right now is Vadim Mazursky, who is running for commissioner, county commissioner, District 1, which includes the northwest and southwest parts of Portland, west of the Willamette River, as well as Central East Side. Now, what we will do is so welcome Vadim, first of all. And
Linda.
how about you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for office?
Thank you, Linda. I very much appreciate this opportunity to speak to your listeners. I'm a lawyer, a federal administrative law judge, working in the disability field, a community volunteer, outdoor enthusiast, husband, and a proud father to now a one-year-old daughter. My parents and I were refugees from the Ukraine when it was still part of the Soviet Union. We came to the States not speaking the language and with just a few belongings. Like many immigrant families, we moved around a lot from city to city and job to job. But when I first visited Portland, I knew this was the place I wanted to settle down and raise my family. Over the last few years, the quality of life unfortunately has deteriorated for a lot of people in Portland. Yet our city and county governments did not respond with any urgency and did not work well together to solve our united problems. So, like many people that are listening to this, I rolled up my sleeves and offered to help. I was appointed by the mayor or city council to several committees and commissions, a couple of which gave me unique insight into how our local governments function. I became president of both my neighborhood association in Goose Hollow, as well as a coalition of neighborhood associations that now stretch from the west to inner east side. And that gave me an opportunity to understand the needs of people and also what people were already doing out there to fulfill the needs that are unfortunately our county has not. And so I decided to run for the county commission because I feel strongly that a functioning county government that was on the same page with the city government could address our biggest problems. I'm the only candidate with the essential job experience for the job, managing large government bureaucracies and holding people accountable, working with the unions, and in-depth knowledge of our public safety solutions, collaborating with current and future elected officials, and listening to our neighbors from across the city. That's why I'm proud to be endorsed by three of the leading candidates for mayor, as well as several of the other candidates running for county commission throughout the county, because I know that working together, we will succeed.
You've alluded a little bit to policy priorities, but tell us a little bit more about what those policy priorities would be and why you've chosen them.
Well, these are things that I've heard from so many people around the county as their primary needs. One is we need to address the causes of homelessness. People should not be suffering and unfortunately too often dying in our streets. And you and your neighbors should not be left to deal with some of the negative consequences like open drug use and crime. Despite the billions of dollars at this point spent by our county, they failed to address the crisis while surrounding counties, Clackamas and Washington, have both planned better and found success in addressing these issues. The County Board of Commission needs to improve coordination with local and state governments to create affordable housing while at the same time mandating shelter options, allowing people to have direct access to mental health, drug addiction, and housing services. We need to improve coordination amongst all the nonprofits and other service providers in our region that are getting paid by the county to address these issues and make sure that they're accountable for the work that they're getting paid to do. Second, we need to improve public safety. Our crime rate is still way higher than it was a few years ago, and this year it looks like it's ticking up from even what it was last year. So I will work with the district attorney, law enforcement partners, and judges to deter crime and keep our neighborhood safe. And then we need to attract jobs here. We've had too many people leave Multnomah County, too many small businesses leave Multnomah County. So we need to ensure that we reverse this trend. And I will work to be a leader in bringing especially clean tech economy jobs to Portland and Multnomah County so we can recover the jobs that we've lost.
Okay, thank you. You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview, or you are listening to the podcast of Vladimir Vadim, I'm sorry, Mazursky, who is running for the commissioner for District 1. And let's get back to questions then. So, are you satisfied with the board's current handling of the 24-hour mental health crisis and sobering center? And if not, what changes would you support?
Yeah, I'm happy with the current handling because the state is providing $25 million to stand up a new sobering center, a 24-hour sobering center. Unfortunately, it comes a few years late. Washington County is already well on its way to creating one. We've been a little bit remiss in building one up quickly enough. And the current one will not be built until 2025. So, as County Commissioner, I'll ensure that we have a stopgap facility utilizing the county workforce and space. So, individuals experiencing acute drug use as well as mental illness will have a place to go. We need a better plan for a continuum of care, including residential withdrawal management, transitional housing, and ongoing psychiatric services and recovery housing. I will ensure my experience building private-public partnerships to stand up this continuum of care and ensure that those needing help are not left on the streets.
Thank you. Now, we don't have a lot of time. It's always these big questions, but
Yeah.
what role does the county play, or would you say, in addressing the supply of housing for the county?
So when I ensure that the homeless people on the streets have a place to go, that they have a shelter where they can receive services, that'll actually free up some of the homeless service money that we're receiving, which is way more than expected, hundreds of millions of dollars each year. And that can go toward building more low-cost housing. And then I will also ensure that we provide support for low and middle income class families. In order to be able to make that down payment and support housing, we need to expand upon those policies that are already in place and make sure we're catching enough people that can afford housing. And then I'll work with the city to make sure our zoning policies and tax exempt policies for building low-cost housing are on the same page, which historically they've not been on the same page. So I will support the county's home ownership program, which again will get people into their own houses.
Thank you. And thank you for participating in this video presentation as well as for running. It's not easy running for public office. But
What a pleasure.
this concludes our video voters guide and podcast interview with Vadim Mazursky, who is running for a county commissioner, District 1. Election day is no November. Yes, I'm running ahead. And for Tuesday, May 21st, ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to continue to inform yourselves about all of the candidates and exercise your right to vote. And please also encourage your friends and family to do likewise. Thank you again for your interest and for participating.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.